Hello and welcome to the Campaign podcast. I am Lucy Shelley, tech editor at Campaign, and joining me in the studio today we have Bo Jackson, our media editor. Hello Bo, how are you doing?
Hi Lucy, I'm great. It's great to be back with you.
And you're back in the studio today mainly because it's been a very busy week for media.
Absolutely. What a week.
What a week. You've been very busy writing many of these stories, but we're going to take you through some of the headlines and then we're going to delve deeper into them later on. So some of the big news in the last 7 days has been Accenture Song buys the UK agency group Unlimited. And M&C Saatchi has been in the news a fair bit the last 7 days as it revealed a strategy shift after its revenue dropped. And Rob and Lolly, originally from McCann, London, have moved over as the new creative duo for M&C. And also, the agency has considered US acquisitions in order to build up its creative network. But also in the news, Publicis Poke rebranded back to Publicis London and Monzo signed a digital and customer experience agency, Analog Folk. But Bo, you were busy on the news desk last week, so what can you tell us about the Accenture Song acquisition?
So Accenture Song has acquired Unlimited, which is actually a group of four businesses. We've got PR agency Nelson Bostock, healthcare communications agency Health Unlimited, market research company Walnut, and the one that we're more familiar with, TMW Unlimited. Now, they've not stated the value of the deal, but in 2017, Unlimited was actually bought by another company, private investment firm DB Advisors, for $75.8 million, and we understand that it's grown since then. So a huge, huge deal. And Chris Mellish, who was the CEO of TMW Unlimited, is going to be taking over as the group CEO for all of these, as now they become part of Accenture Song. But they're going to retain their names still, even though they're becoming part of that group.
Mm. Some big news that lots of people were reading that article last week. And for Damonette King, this is her first acquisition since she joined last year, which is pretty exciting.
Yes, I was really lucky because I got to meet Annette for the first time when writing this story and got to speak with her. She was obviously, so before she moved over to Song, she was at Publicis and became famous for some of the acquisitions she made there. So she acquired Octopus and Taylor Herring in that time and helping to make Publicis one of the most successful in the UK in her time there. So it's really, really exciting deal, and we're interested to see how much, you know, what it contributes going forward. So the reason Annette gave for acquiring Unlimited, they've been watching the business for some time, obviously it was really familiar with TMW, but they wanted to strengthen Song's capabilities in these areas. So they're gaining the healthcare aspect, but they're also reinforcing CRM capabilities and the B2B capabilities, especially in the UK. They're wanting to strengthen that. There's a lot of the attraction seems to have been from the AI capabilities of Unlimited as well, which obviously Accenture can supercharge.
Mm. A King, also known as Acquisition King, it seems. And M&C Saatchi have been, as we mentioned in the headlines, covering the news quite a lot in the last week. So what can you tell us about what has been happening in that area of the world?
So firstly, we heard that they'd launched a new strategy after they had a dip in their organic growth. So they're going to be moving to more of an integrated agency model that the company works with in Australia. So that'll just, it'll just be, it sounds like it'll be just breaking down a lot of those silos and making things make sense a lot more internally for the benefit of clients. And the process is going to be led, of course, by the incoming Group Chief Executive Zaid Al-Kassab, who left Channel 4 earlier this year. And Lucy, you had the story about Monzo and Analog Folk last week. So what's been going on there?
Yeah, so they have made Analog Folk their digital and customer experience agency, making them their fourth agency of record at the moment. And I spoke with AJ Coyne, who joined Monzo as VP of Marketing this year. So he's only been there 4 months, having come from Klarna as VP of Consumer Marketing. And yeah, so they are going to be taking over their digital and customer experience side of the business. And they'll be working with Uncommon, who is their creative agency, but it won't affect the relationship at all. And yeah, we understand that they've got some exciting work coming out very shortly, where they've worked together on it. They're also making some big hires at the moment. They are set to announce their first creative director soon. So I think seems pretty healthy over in Monzo, you know.
Yeah.
Hiring lots of people and hiring lots of agencies.
It's an exciting time, and it's a great product, isn't it? Like, the app is just so fantastic and so easy to use. It's been really interesting to see. I like their take on design.
I think it's nice for a bank or, you know, financial services company to be quite fun, especially within their marketing and things. I think, you know, there's a lot of financial regulatory issues when it comes to your marketing. So it's nice that you can still have fun, be bold. And finally, before we finish, let's talk about the Havas Media Network news. Bo, what's going on over there?
So it's set up a centralised planning team called the Connected Planning Hub. It's going to be headed up by Jackie Lyons, who was head of planning at Havas Media Group. And yeah, it's going to work across all the different Havas businesses to help streamline and be a kind of centre of excellence for planning. They already have some centralised teams for investment, activation, strategy, data science and analytics. So it just makes sense.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you. Well, thank you for taking us through the news and all the big stories that have happened. What have we got coming up? I think we've got it's quite a big week for campaign in terms of awards and things, but tell us what we've got.
So I'm really excited because this week we'll be going live with my profile feature interview with Kate Rowlandson, CEO of Essence MediaCom UK. It feels like it's been so long in the works. It was such a pleasure speaking with her, and I spoke to lots of people about the Essence MediaCom offering because it's been a year on since the merger between Essence and MediaCom. So it's a great time to catch up with her about that and see where she's taking the agency, the way they've got so far. It was really great speaking with her. And also went to their year on event when they were celebrating a year on since the merger. So some really great insights from Kate in that. We also have later this week, as you mentioned, we've got a lot of awards. We've got Campaign Experience Awards on Wednesday, and on Thursday we have the sold out Campaign Media Awards, which of course I'm especially looking forward to. But Lucy, you also have something special going on Wednesday, right?
Oh yeah, we have the Mail Metro Women in Media Five-A-Side Football Tournament. And yeah, there's so many teams playing. I think there's almost 20 teams. So we're going as the Haymarket, so not just Campaign, but all of our other brands and people that work here. We've got a great team going forward, but they've got Havas, Wavemaker, Mail Metro bringing a couple of teams. I think Dentsu's playing. So it's going to be quite interesting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
Do you fancy your chances at winning?
I think we'll take home the trophy for sure.
Fantastic. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Well, thank you very much for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you, Lucy.
If you'd like to learn more about what we discussed in this week's podcast, please visit campaignlive.co.uk. And details of our subscriptions are available at campaignlive.co.uk/membership. If you enjoyed this episode of the Campaign Podcast, please follow us, like us, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. A huge thank you, as always, to our producer, Till Owen. And thank you too for listening. We hope you will join us next time. So on behalf of the Campaign team, goodbye.